It's the Rush Hour as you head home. Luke Dobbo and Margo Parker. I'll tell you what, if you give us a call right now, I've got something for nothing for you. Double pass and a golf double pass to Ceramay at ceramay.com. Check it all out with award-winning wine, fine dining, tasting tours and a year-round calendar of entertainment.
Oh, cracking.
You'll be amazed at what you discover at Ceramay.
When he's not breaking hearts, this is Breaking News. He's breaking news. More breaking news from Dobbo.
Well, Dobbo, in today's Courier Mail, there was an article by Gleeso, Peter Gleeson, who is only a small article, but he said that he understands Wayne Bennett will be in Europe next year coaching, and the next coach of the Brisbane Broncos will be Anthony Seibold from South Sydney.
He's still on contract for next year.
I love Peter Gleeson, but I like to get my rugby league information from the source, so we're going to you, Dobbo. What do you read into these comments from Gleeso this morning in the paper? Is he on the money? Or is he wide of the mark?
I think he's wide of the mark.
Where in Europe would he go?
Oh, I mean, there's a heap of England certainly could take him in a heartbeat. But look, there's no question Wayne Bennett, and I've said it here before, won't be the coach next year. But Wayne Bennett's circumstances are a lot different to when he was in the past. He co-parents a son by the name of Justin who is disabled, and there's no way Wayne Bennett would leave his son anymore. He actually literally co-parents. So that alone would say that Wayne Bennett, I believe, definitely won't move overseas.
Because he is...
Exclusive.
He is the... That makes sense what you're saying, but he is the England Rugby League coach, but I guess he does that on a part-time basis.
Sure. He doesn't want
and
to
he's
move
moved
there.
Away from his family before, but only within the country.
Yeah. He doesn't want to go overseas. Mm. And I don't think he'll have to. Is Anthony Seibold... No, I don't believe he is.
Mm.
I think he's contracted... Look, would the Broncos offer him anything he wants? Yes. Kevin Walters, my belief, will be the next coach of the Brisbane Broncos.
Yeah,
exclusive.
No one said that yet.
Kevin Walters will be, in my opinion, the next coach of the Brisbane Broncos.
Exclusive.
I hope he is. Yeah. I think he deserves it.
There's a push on, mate. There's a push on, yeah.
So you're basing this in something other than your intuition. You're basing this on rumours that you've heard.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm not going to go into my sources.
I'm not asking you to give your sources, mate. What I'm saying.
He's very much in the framework.
Right. So this is based on more than just your intuition. You believe it's not just a gut feel.
No, I believe there's a real push on in the right with the right people. And this decision is above CEO. Let me just say this now. This is a News Limited decision. They own the Broncos, and it's the very top of the tree who'll be making the decisions on who's the next coach.
Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah. No.
Could James Murdoch?
Michael Miller will be the person making the decision.
Well, Peter Gleeson might be the next.
Well, he's up the food chain, I can tell you now, but Michael Miller is the person making the decision.
Okay, so that's what we're hearing today is Gleeso's not right. He's not.
I don't think he is. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a speculation. I mean, no one knows other than the Boston News Limited exactly what's going to happen.
Will Wayne go to Penrith?
Well, he could. There's every chance. Mm. Wayne will keep on coaching.
They're looking for someone for 2 years, and he's looking for a 2-year contract.
I think it's sad, you know. I really do.
Can I tell you what happened on our show on Friday that I thought would have made news and hasn't even made a ripple in the media was that Gordon Tallis, who holds some kind of position with the Gold Coast Titans, what's his capacity?
Ambassador.
He's an ambassador.
Oh, he's just an ambassador. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, he's best friends with the Frizzells as well, who currently own the club.
And Gordy came on our show and said, no way will Wayne Bennett be at the Gold Coast Titans.
Yeah, and
not interested.
And that's true. Mm. And Rebecca Frizzell came out on Saturday and said the same thing. And, I'm with you. Like, the fact that Gordy said that, I actually used a bit of that on Saturday, and I thought it would have gone everywhere, but no one picked up on it.
Hey, there you have it anyway. Straight from the best in the business, the guy that breaks more yarns than anybody, Dobbo, thank you for that. And Margo is up in arms. She's racing around the radio studio here just yelling at stupid people, and we're like, who are you talking about? Well, you'll find out who she's on about coming up next.
That could be anyone.